I talked to a half-blood Choctaw down below Hugo.
Yeah.
And he told about playing stickball with some of those Mississippi Indians.
Okay, Mom, what was that thing? They used to play baseball, and it's two long sticks with a loop in the end of it, and they could catch a ball with it. And then they could throw it. They'd have a stick in each hand to catch it with. You or I couldn't caught it at all. And then they had what they call a stomp dance. They'd just catch one another's arm, make a circular ring, and just go around and holler. And a little bit of
music. Most of them beat the drum.
Yeah, one would beat the drum, just the drums, all the music they had, and they'd sing. Called a stomp dance.
Mm.
They don't have that anymore. That's the old system they brought with them over there, you see, and it's all died out, and the kids have been educated out of it. Now they go strong for baseball or basketball, but that Indian game, baseball, they don't have that anymore.
That's a rough one, I guess.
Yes. I've heard them say it back there in Mississippi, lots of times they'd be a club playing a club and they'd get mad and fight one another with them sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this man said...
Looks like we could remember what they call them sticks.
We lived around the Indians long enough.
We lived on the Indian homestead, man and his wife, for 10 years.
Mm.
But they could talk when we lived there. They'd been there, you see, since 1960. Mm-hmm. We moved on their place in 29, I believe, and left it in 39.
Mm-hmm.
All dead and gone, practically the whole family. How many of them gone? Left. Alman?
Alman married.
Agnes.
Alman Agnes married.
Well, which one is married?
Well, the one went blind.
Is
she still living?
No, she's dead.
Yeah.
I ain't sure. I'm back
now. Took her away.
Some of the Indian students had a stomp dance a couple of years ago for a football game.
Yeah.
We won.
They put on those big feather hats, you know.
I didn't see it. I don't know if they did.
Yeah, they can make a... It's just a band with feathers in it, isn't it?
I don't know how to make it.
Don't think it's any crown.
It sure looks pretty.
Yeah, they look pretty. They're strong for feathers. Indians are.
Do you have a garden now?
Well, we did have it. It was a very small garden. It's practically gone.
We still have okra and hot peppers.
Okra and hot peppers we've raised.
I told you about that vining okra that I planted, didn't I? It grows on a vine and climbs fences and trees and everything else.
Well, did you ever eat any of it?
No.
I grew it 1 year.
Is it good?
I never did use it. It didn't look like okra to me.
You mean you never did cook none of it?
No, I never did cook none of it.
Well, I guess that's what he did.
Well, I
it
went
makes
home
a pretty
and
vine
had...
and a pretty blossom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful blossom.
Uh-huh.
Yellow, about that big around.
Yeah.
Went home and I had four pods. They were about that big around.
it gets tough, my
quick. Yeah, it does. I had one pod that I could eat, but of course one pod doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I guess I'll just go back to bush okra.
Yeah, that's what we have.
That yields better.
Oh yeah, she raised it more for curiosity's sake than anything else.
But it's kind of fun.
She's had a small tomato too that grew on the fence, didn't it? It had to be fine. Now, what did you call that? Tomatoes we got from Mr. Michael.
Oh, I don't know.
They weren't very large, about like that, but a lot of them.
Hmm.
I forget the name of them. We've ran, let them run out.
Good
one,
for salad.
One or two years here, we raided and raided.
A good friend time, they're